Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So I'm here with Adam Shankman. Adam, what a great fun film. What a great follow-up to Hairspray. We talked after Hairspray. Yeah. Never had a chance to tell you how much I enjoyed the film. Fantastic.
Oh, God, thank you so much. That's still great to hear. Listen, I'll tell you that never gets old.
Very good. And more fun with this, another great adaptation from a stage production.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that is one ugly monkey.
Oh, the baboon? Oh, hey, man, I thought you were talking about me. I was like, wow, okay, this is starting out weird. No, hey, man, Mickey is adorable. He used to come over and, like, hold my hand, and we would sit there, and I would wonder if he was going to bite my face off, but he never did.
So a perfectly trained monkey. Did he have a trainer on set? Any problems?
Oh, yeah, there were five trainers. There was a lot of trainers there, and no, there was no problems. I mean, the only thing is the baboon, baboon's very sensitive. And so, like, when in scenes where Paul Giamatti was yelling at people, the baboon did not like it. And Paul was like, are we sure this is going to be okay? And
so some of those reactions from Giamatti are actually real that we see, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's scary.
And how hard was it to train Tom Cruise?
It was not hard to train Tom Cruise for me because he's like a machine where you put a quarter in and it just goes. And once we knew once we had a trajectory and we knew what we were doing, he just, you know, went off and he had his vocal coach and he was working with him every day for 4 or 5 days, for 4 or 5 hours a day for months. He was training when we started doing the choreography before we were shooting. He was training 6 hours a day. So, I mean, the guy is a machine.
Wow.
He's amazing.
He's great in the role. Like, he really took to it like a duck in water. Can we say that?
Yeah, you can definitely say. I mean, he is a guy. There is no such thing as 100%. There's only like 1,000,000%. And, you know, there was never a question. He was like, if I'm going to do this, I need to be like great at it. And so, and that's what you get with Tom Cruise. There's no phoning it in. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. No, he was there. It was great. Yeah. Really great fun to watch. And you got him in bottomless chaps?
Yeah, there was bottomless chaps. That was part of our discussion of you can't be these people halfway. You can't tell these jokes halfway. You can't do anything. I mean, I always tease him that Tropic Thunder was his audition for this movie. And that, you know, he was full gale on that one. So it was great.
Yeah, he's very good at these roles. Yeah. And I imagine that casting was crucial for this whole film.
Yeah, I mean, casting is crucial for every film, but certainly, you know, my mandate from the studio was we want you to populate the movie like you did with Hairspray with big stars. And by the way, we're not giving you a lot of money to make it, and we're not going to pay them a lot, but you have to get them. And so
it was charm and wit.
It was charm and wit, and like really what it was is the opportunity to do things that they'd never done before. And
like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
wow.
Alec, you know, that was an incoming phone call where his agents called and they said, he's interested and will you talk to him? And, you know, I basically, I was so stunned that I was getting those phone calls. But, you know, Tom Cruise is a bit of a magnet for other actors. You know, people sort of step up and take notice when you say, and Tom is doing it. So, and plus, if saying Tom Cruise is doing this rock musical, I think people were really curious. So then I would talk to them on the phone, and every time I got off the phone call, they'd say, I'm in.
Yeah.
So it was crazy.
And your young and pretty leads were wonderful as well. Juliana Hoff and, I forget the other guys.
Diego Boneta.
Fabulous. They really charming.
Well, they have to carry the whole movie really on their backs. They were the only ones who were there the whole time. They're the spine of the movie. And really a lot of the emotional heart, they're the core of the movie. So they're so grotesquely talented and really annoyingly beautiful. I mean, super annoying. I would like look through the camera at them and I was like, I don't like them anymore. I want to kill them, but I love them, but they're so gorgeous. My God.
Absolutely. And good little actors, too. Wow.
Oh, my God. In a huge way. And they had to really go to, like, rock star college, we used to call it, where, you know, they were singing and dancing every day for a long time. They were going at it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you tear yourself away from being so engrossed in the choreography to direct?
Well, the truth of the matter is, you know, I've been doing this now for a long time. And the only movie of mine that I've actually choreographed was Hairspray. And which made it really easy. I just didn't have the time on this one because the movie didn't get greenlit. You know, wasn't allowed to go into production until only like 6 weeks before we started shooting. And so I was on the ground really making decisions. So I asked my very dear friend, Mia Michaels, who's a brilliant choreographer, to step in for me and to sort of take care of that thing. But the truth of the matter is I was very controlling about what it was like. And it was, but it was a completely brilliant partnership, and she did amazing work.
That's great. Had you seen this stage play a number of times?
I'd seen the stage play probably 3 or 4 times, but only I saw it for the first time when I had been asked to do the movie. So then after that, I was going largely just taking other people who wanted to see it, like when Tom Cruise wanted to see it, when Mia Michaels wanted to see it, when Julianne wanted to see it. But mostly I said to everybody, you know, this is a different animal. We should, you know, don't get too engrossed in what this is, because the movie is going to be the movie. And
how different is it from the stage play?
In its spirit and in its essential nature, it's completely exactly the same. And, you know, the message is the same, and most of the music is the same. So it's largely the same. But, you know, the play has a narrator, and it had different villains, and it had all these other elements in it, and a bunch of different songs, or some other songs, because it's like 40 minutes longer than the movie. So I didn't want anybody to get too attached to what was in the play. We were just making, you know, I had to cut some stuff out. I also got some new catalogs that were opened up to me, Def Leppard, Joan Jett, and Guns N' Roses, who had denied the play, their music, said yes to us. So once again, I would have to imagine the power of Tom Cruise. So I had other sort of toys to play with.
Yeah, fantastic. Adam, you must feel like you were just born at the right time. We've never seen so many musical things on TV, dance things on TV. We've got Glee, which you've directed episodes of. Mm-hmm. We've got Smash. We've got Do You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars. What's going on? Why is all this so popular all of a sudden?
I think that we live in a stressed out world, and people need entertainment. And this is like the ultimate entertainment. And I think that people also have come to respect the notion of talent. I mean, even America's Got Talent. I mean, it's all people see this as legitimate. Like, we used to have variety shows. There are no variety shows anymore. These are what replaced it, The Voice and American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance and all of it. I think that people have just gotten really used through the competition shows to seeing singing and dancing, which kicked open the door for shows like Glee and Smash. And also, certainly, for my, you know, I produced the Step Up movies, and Step Up Revolution's coming out now. I mean, believe me, there's a lot of singing and dancing going on in the world right now, which is fantastic, you know. It's a better place because of it.
Absolutely. Who's the most amazing talent you've ever worked with?
Oh my God! What a crazy question.
You've worked with so many; it must be hard.
Yeah, I mean, I have lots of favorites. I mean, certainly Tom. I loved working with Michelle Pfeiffer. I loved working with John Travolta, Zac Efron. I mean, I don't know. Who is the most exciting person I ever worked with? I loved working with Steve Martin. I have a great relationship with Steve Martin. We did. You know, I produced the Oscars when he and Alec were the hosts, and that was really fun. I mean, I don't know, Jennifer Lopez, they're all so talented, you know. I mean, Tom is extraordinary because he actually will go out and do things that he doesn't even know if he can, and he'll conquer them. So there's something kind of a next level thing about that. So, yeah. He was one of the ones that made me a better director. So.
And speaking of next levels, what's next for Adam
Shankman? I'm doing a movie called This Is Where I Leave You. We have Step Up Revolution is coming out. I'm doing So You Think You Can Dance. I start in the fall a movie called This Is Where I Leave You that's like a comedy about a dysfunctional family who all have to kind of face up to their problems after their father dies. I'm, after that, supposed to do a giant fantasy action-adventure version of The Nutcracker. I'm doing some writing. We'll see. You know, it's bad when I sit still, you know, this is one where idle hands are definitely a devil's play. You know, it's much better for me to just be this. And I actually found true love, and I got engaged, and I am, you know, eventually going to get married. And
congratulations.
When he just wants me to stop working for a second just to sort of focus. So just
make a little time for the wedding planning.
Just a little bit. Yes. And so, So that, you know, trying to have a life.
Great stuff. One last question on when you're judging shows like So You Think You Can Dance, what's the toughest part of doing that?
The toughest part is letting people go. You know what I mean? Because it's just heartbreaking. But, you know, somebody has to go every week. And it was the really bad one is when the judges have to vote them off. But it's much easier when America is voting them off because it just feels a lot less personal. And you know, it's always for a good reason. But the first and foremost is that someone has to leave every week. So that's the hardest part, you know.
You shot Hairspray here. Any chance you'll come back and do another film here?
I would love to. I would love the dollar to do a little bit better here and the tax incentive to increase like it used to be. And if that were so, I mean, remember, it used to be flooded here. I don't think it's as busy here anymore. But it literally, filmmaking follows the dollar, the tax incentive. So, you know, any sweetening of that and you'll see a rise in production. But I love Toronto. My dad's from Winnipeg, so I have like a lot of Canadian in me, and I certainly loved working here.
Fantastic. Well, I'll speak to my people about getting that dollar fixed.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure.